yourself to your highest purpose, your highest destiny, your highest truth. So as the energies come through, they're coming through to expand, they're coming through to educate, they're coming through to entitle you to brilliance. So as you receive the energies, as you receive the offerings, as you receive your entitlement, this is very important, because when I said the entitlement, so the word title, I literally saw, think of like titles, royalty, presidents, like title. So it's of a grand exclaim. We, and they're showing me a peacock. Peacock is my symbol for enlightenment. So this is about entitling ourselves to our highest possibility. We're going beyond, we're expanding beyond. I've got liftoff. I have, like, when, you know, the missiles that, you know, shoot off to the space station or the moon or whatever. So this is, we want to remember, we're dreaming that. This is all a dream consciousness. So as we see things aspire, as we see things move beyond, it's reminding us that we are already in our position of availability, of affordability. In other words, we are sealing our fate in the new reality, in the new broadcast. So as things seem a little bit topsy-turvy out there in the external reality, it's birthing through the new possibility of what we came here to sow those seeds of higher advancement, to sow those seeds of higher truth. And we're claiming that through our own true provision. So I literally have a scene of, you know, the holidays where we open up to that light. So you think about that. Holidays come once a year. Okay, time to remember our light. We're moving into a position of empowerment where we're learning how to move into steady acceptance. In other words, it's not like once a year, an annual reminder. This is an all-time occurrence. So they're literally showing me like a Ferris wheel, like having fun. Like, so as we have fun tuning into our light, tuning into our frequency, it doesn't mean that like the external circumstances are going to suddenly shift. It means that we elect to shift. It means that we elect to come into our own acquaintance, to come into our own loveliness, to come into our own true provisions. And from that scale, like I literally see like scaling a mountain, we arrive at our true alchemy. We arrive at our true attainment. And so they're showing me the Fool card in Tarot, like just walking off that cliff in assurance that we know who we are. We know we can expect in glory. We know we can expect a true arrival. So this is about discovering literally what we're made of. We're made of light, and as we return that energy, that offering, we extend that in partnership with all of the masters on earth. There are millions masters on earth right now on different levels of awakening. So this is about playing our part in good measure. As we do that, of course, we open to higher vibration, we open to higher allowance. So we serve the collective and we serve ourselves, because as we're still walking out the mirage, they really go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. With whichever way you're trying to do it, it's not going to work, because then you're still believing in separation. You're still believing in the old energies. And so this is about springtime. Oh my gosh, the energy is so beautiful. This is about springtime advance. This is about promotion. This is about asserting your new advancement. I literally have this train, and it's like coming down the tracks. This train has so much. I have a friend that just knows all about trains. They would know which one this is. But to me, it's like power. Power. So this power is to be received within ourselves. This power is not God outside of ourselves. It's God, Goddess, as us. As us. As we will receive these offerings, as we will receive this holy attainment, as we will receive this guidance. I knew I would have others in the waiting room. I'm going to have one little eye open as we will receive this guidance. So it's for us to join hands in partnership with our arrival, with our expectancy, with our allowance, with our true domain. So literally what I see is we're embracing our higher self, our divine self. And so the more that you can come into union, the more you can come into agreement. And so they're showing me like an infinity symbol. So imagine an infinity symbol, whatever your word is, for higher self, divine self, Christed being, whatever feels most natural to you. Imagine an infinity symbol between the two of you. Because what you're doing is you're coming of age. So, you know, think about like a teenager or whatever. It's like a 20-year-old coming of age. We are coming coming of age into our new alliance, into our new broadcast, into our truest claim. We are dictating the new reality. So we do that by holding that broadcast of love. Now, this is very essential, because as we offer the love of God, as we offer the love of divinity, and we all have that, or you would not be participating, you would just not be called to this vibration. It's of equal measure that we see ourselves anew, that we arrive at our holy station of allowance, because otherwise we're still submitting to the old dictate, to the old authority, the darkness, the ego. So we're all in different stages. So when I tune into each of us, it's like on some areas we totally have it. Check, finish, complete. And then other areas, well, that can just come along, can't it? And so what we're being offered, excuse me, are the keys to the kingdom in coming into our true broadcast. So wherever we still have wiggly lines, wherever we still, like I literally see a plant where some of its leaves like look a little droopy. And so when you see that, it's like, oh, it needs watering, it needs care, it needs attention, it needs devotion. It's for us to signal our readiness to come on board. In other words, for us to be lifted up into new circumstances, new allowances. Now, of course, this is a vibrational circumstance, a vibrational agreement, where we can come into agreement with our master self on all levels of occurrence. So that means all levels of what we bring forth in terms of the false fantasy, in terms of our mind. Because remember, we create. The world we experience comes out of our own creation. And so we're learning how to create with joy. We're learning how to create with loveliness. We're learning how to create with mastery. We're learning how to master our own output, our own vibration. And so these energies are coming for us, to us, to help us into a place of prosperity where we emit prosperous entitlement. The knowing that we are always connected to our God self. We are always connected to love. We can always create the highest circumstances, the highest abundance, the healing, the high voltage. Creating something out of nothing, they're saying. They want to explain this. Because we live in polarity, we experience the illusion of sacrifice. We experience the illusion of, well, that's a lot of red tape I have to jump through to get my needs met. What do I do now? What do I do now? And so, as the world's a little topsy-turvy, we have buoyancy. And I literally see Thomas, it's so cute. It's sort of, I see like a spaceman or whatever. It's like he's bouncing. He's bouncing. And so what I'm seeing, like on a trampoline or something, but the idea is he doesn't respond to gravity. Gravity of thought, gravity of impoverishment. In other words, the laws, how things function in 3D, he's learning how to overcome them. So I just happened to, I see all, everybody bouncing around, but I just happened to see his face. So we're talking about Thomas right now. But this is the point, that we're learning how to create out of new entitlement. Now we know how to do that because we're already connected. We already came here fully equipped. It's just we haven't been using the entire spectrum. We have only been using a small part of what's available. Look down at your own test sheet. This is how the world works. Every man for himself. Whatever we were indoctrinated out with, that's how we create. So it's like shallow breathing. We're not using all of our diaphragm. We're not using all of our abilities. We're not using all of our advantages yet. So as we come into agreement, as we receive the codes of light, as we come into our own acquaintance of brilliance, and when I see that, I just see light, like tick, 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 awakening. We come into our, own holy reunion. And as we do that, we create possibilities. They're saying sights unseen. So it's not what you see. You're going to look around your environment and it's like, yep, I don't see a solution there. But that's okay because we're creating, they're showing me like a magician, like flowers like stuck in their sleeve and suddenly I have a bouquet to offer you. So that's what we're doing. We're learning how to extend good favor, good remembrance, and create anew, create out of higher value, create out of higher voltage. Because when you no longer align with the belief of lack, and you come into your gracious acquaintance, you recreate the dream. The dream being what we call life. It's a state of consciousness. It's a dream consciousness. And what we're doing, the reason we're here, is we're reconnecting the parts, we're reconnecting ourselves and coming into our holiness, coming into our true remembrance, turning on our own light so that we can show others how to do the same. But if we haven't connected our own circuitry yet, well, yeah, I'm experiencing lack too. So as we will receive our allowance, as we will receive our endurance, as we will come into partnership with our own true dominion. So it's like having a website, having your own domain name, our own true dominion. Because again, we're an extension of the Most High. God, Goddess, Energy, Source, Ra, Sun. But you want to feel that entitlement. You want to feel that connection to Source in whatever words fit best for you. But feel the connection that you're not singular. Singular is just a belief of 3D. It doesn't exist. That's why thoughts attract. That's why focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. We create. And we're learning to create out of light. We're learning to create out of harmony and love and respect for self. So what we're being introduced to is, you may call it the answer key. So the activations coming through is helping us to correct. So they're literally showing me like if I had done a pretest or whatever in class, and these are the ones that I didn't know the first time around. Notice I didn't say I got them wrong. It's very important that we start applying this good education to self. So it's eliminating the belief and judgment. No error. It's not that I got it wrong. It's that I didn't know the correct answer yet. It may seem subtle, but it's life-changing. Because what you're coming into agreement with is your innocence. And from your innocence, anything goes. Anything is possible. I've got Aladdin and a magic carpet now. What we're learning is how to be the sorceress, how to be the magician, how to be the high priestess. It's in our back pocket. We've done this before. We're coming into agreement of allowance. And so getting back to that test, that pretest, whatever I didn't know yet, whatever we don't know yet, we're being taught. What beliefs have to be released? What good favor do I need to apply to self? What shifts, what changes? And understand the power of this period. Because we're in locomotion. Remember the train? We're in locomotion. And it is speeding down the hillside. So as we will seal this activation, they're asking us to assume a position of power and might. Not power over, but it's like plugged into the divine. The power of love. The power of unity, the power of wholeness. And as we offer this to ourselves, we unite in the sacred heart where we're all one, and we transfer this offering to all others. And I literally see lights just going off, ding, 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 just going off, going off. So sometimes we're stepping up, helping another. Sometimes someone else is stepping up and helping us. Brotherhood, equality. So as we receive this, they're asking us to pause and to remember our holiness, our whole self, remember our truth, remember to open up and allow these energies to offer you grace, to offer you placement of new beginnings, of new allocation of wealth. You may be looking for the answer in a particular area of your life and it's just not working because your guides are trying to get you to turn around. Allow yourself to be promoted. Allow yourself to use discernment. Sometimes we get into these addictive behaviors where we keep, you know, pounding at the wrong door. Allow turnarounds. Allow two-step, as the Daily Message said yesterday. Allow new engagement. Allow life to flow in and through you. And just take a deep breath or two. Allow that to settle in. Realize that which you have now come to receive has been ordained before your incarnation. This is your truth. This is your establishment. As you receive this grace for all to know, for all to receive, for all to be acquainted, for all to allow. Okay, beautiful, 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 beautiful. I'm going to wait for that person connecting. Beautiful bridge, wherever that picture is. Okay, so as they're doing that, we are now going to go about, see how we can be of further service. We're going to give feedback. You may ask a question. And then if you can leave a donation after, that would be super. More people coming into the waiting room. Okay, we're going to learn our new system. So if you have just joined us, please, in fact,